we was able to do things because of the backing of the chairman, but also through the business we did, because we sold, we let people go, recoup money to then spend on new players. I think it was a healthy situation, healthy month, healthy transfer window. I think we're having now the quality and the right numbers and strength in depth to go through the business end through the season.
Are you finding yourself now looking at the players that you have thinking your team selection is going to be that little bit more difficult between now and the end of the season because you've got such quality players in the building?
No, it was always, I think it was always difficult for me in the first part of the season. I have a fantastic group of players who worked really, really hard to come on the bus or being in the under 18s and being in the starting 11. So there was always difficult decisions to make. One, for example, was with Eggie Johnson. He trained and lived and breathed 110% professional, but I couldn't select him more, and I felt very sad about that. But now we're having a similar scenario. I think it's always good, half of the season, I think, to refresh a little bit, to also bringing in players with new energy, with a point to prove. I think there's some healthy competitions now for places, but also I spoke to the strikers, I spoke to the midfielders, and also to the defenders when Nathan comes back. Second half of the season, already played a lot of games this season. There will be naturally times that we have to refresh, and that is not always because of the performance has been shown. That is sometimes who we play against, sometimes the amount of games. So nobody should be too disappointed. I'm very happy with everybody who's in the moment in our squad, and I'm really think that we have something really positive going on here.
I know you mentioned after the last game how pleased you were with the professionalism of Eggert Jonsson and everything that went with it. Was he the most difficult decision that you've had to make in January for the good of the player to allow him to leave you when you might well have been happy enough to keep him here?
Yeah, I also did Chris Long one. I personally would have kept him, but I think they didn't make thinking a lot about it. Didn't make any sense when the player wanted to go to stop him doing that. Eggie, he's 28 years old. His contract was running out in the summer, so we needed to be sure, Eggie needed to be sure he secure himself a contract over the summer, and I completely understood his thinking, why he wanted to go, but it was a tough decision, and I wish both players from the bottom of my heart all the best.
In terms of Chris, was it just a simple conversation between the two of you that he felt he wasn't playing enough and wanted to go back?
He had 19 starts, so he played a lot. He came here as a number one striker, put it that way. In the first six, seven, eight games, he proven that he was terrific. Then he got injured, then he got suspended, and I think another players made a step, like Devante Cole, Ash Hunter. So we got two strikers out and got one in, but we still had five for two positions. And I think he probably felt he will not get more starting time, and that is, he was looking for starting time, not for playing them, for starting times. And that was his choice and the choice of his agent, and unfortunately he went, but no hard feelings. He conducted himself professionally, and he was honest to us, and we made that happen.